This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, ma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome to the final episode of a beautiful series. Indeed, for me at least, was an emotional roller coaster, a beautiful walk down memory lane. But now let's take it home. Just a quick reminder from my dear son-in-law and my dear daughter. And I talked about some of the secrets. I remembered some of my own. I remember when I used to travel, and I still travel a lot, but I used to travel very light. You can mail my stuff over. But when my wife came with me, she used to open all the doors and get all the luggages out. I actually used to be concerned. Are you packing or are you leaving me? And remember, Sheikh, when you say I can, yes. The word I love you is an art. And as I said, you can do it just in a look, a touch, a feel. But you can... I hear it, and the brothers say, why should I tell you I love you? Because I already told you I love you. I told you once, if anything changes, I'll let you know. Thanks for playing, nice try. It doesn't work that way. Indeed, there's a lot more to come. But today, we're going to finish it up with, not rights, but duties. It's not a court case. That's why when I talk to the couples, I'm talking to the best couple. May Allah protect you both. We'll go on this journey. But I want you to raise a banner. This banner is in abaytum illa an ta'sullaha fina nahnu naba illa an nuti'illaha fikum, which means if you insist but disobey Allah in treating me, I insist but to obey Allah in treating you. Why? Because I will not be held accountable in front of Allah how my wife treats me, but I will indeed be held accountable in front of Allah and how I treated her. And that's the banner I will do. So I will talk to you, my dear daughter, how to look after your husband, and to you, my dear son-in-law, how to look after my daughter. I want to reintroduce you to each other. Indeed, you will understand what I mean after this. Because if you know who you're talking to, you know who you're dealing with, you don't have to worry about here, but you will worry about the hereafter. So now let me reintroduce you to one another. I know you know each other, but let me reintroduce you to one another according to Quran and Sunnah. My dear son-in-law, my daughter is a gift according to Quran. And the gift that was created for you, that means you have to maintain the gift in how you act and show her how you deal with her. According to Quran and Sunnah, you will be grateful to Allah for the gift He's given you. And then please understand that she was created for you, from you. That means if you harm her, as if you harmed yourself. And the reason for her creation is لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. She's your source of peace and tranquility. That means, my dear daughter, he is supposed to run to you for peace and tranquility, not run away for you from peace and tranquility. So be to him like Khadija. It was like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiallahu anha wa ummatu min ajma'in. Please make sure, again, I'm reiterating a best friend that's a lover. Indeed, it's extremely important. The other one, my dear son-in-law, is if she makes a mistake, and she will, we're only human. If she's in the hole, dig her out of the hole, don't bury her. Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with Aisha radiallahu anha. And number three is don't ever stop dating her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, which means if you ask her to look good, you have to look good. If you ask her to smell good, you have to smell good. And everything from now on, please give before you take and lead by example in order for you to be followed. Simple. Please also make sure you give her a nickname. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Aisha ya Aish. You know what that means? You can call her Didi, Dada, Dudu, whatever it is that you want to call her. By all means, feel free. Whatever it takes. As long as you have that love, that terms of endearment between the two of you. Understanding that she's not just a miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that she is the best thing in life. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, the scholars say, the best thing in life is a righteous wife. And she's a beautiful tree. So my dear son-in-law, you're the gardener now. The more you invest in the garden, the more the garden will bloom and flourish and give back. If you neglect the garden, it will be barren, get nothing back. So remember, you will only reap what you've sown. So when you've sown, you've said, Bismillah. And the water is lawful source of income. And the tree has to be supported with Quran and Sunnah, otherwise it will lean. It will be uplifted from the fitna, which is the wind. And indeed understand that the wind and that boat is this life. There's no smooth sailing here. There's high winds and high waves. Remember, to help one another, to reach that boat to the safety of the Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life. Once you have the Quran and Sunnah, you trim the branches with your akhlaq, your character. The fruit will come as your investment, because the best money you spend is the best money you spend for your family. Also understand that Prophet Muhammad says, "Ad-dunya mata' wa khayru mata' ad-dunya az-zawja as-salihah." Life is a mere pleasure, but the best pleasure is a righteous wife. Umar ibn Khattab says, "Kanz min kunuz ad-dunya," among the treasures of life is a righteous wife. So you'll understand who she is to you. And now, please remember that you have financial rights. She eats from where you eat. She lives where you live. She dresses from where you dress. And remember, my dear son-in-law, it is a simple methodology where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us who the best of men. And I know you the man. He put his eggs in one basket. He says, the best of you men, the best his wife. Why? Because your wife will know whether you do Qiyam al-Layl or not, do dhikr or not, lower your gaze or not, betray or not, truthful or not, and so on and so forth. And that's why I'm going to tell you, my dear son-in-law, she is your key to be with him in Jannah, because he said, the most beloved to my heart and closest to me in paradise, as you heard earlier, is ahasanukum akhlaqa, the best of character. And since your wife, my dear daughter, sees you in the morning, noon, at night, shares the good, the bad, the ugly, laughter, sores, and tears. She knows your true colors, your relation, and every secret and intimate relation. She knows exactly who you are. She will know who you are. So if you really want to know who you are, ask her. But ask her in a good day. So she is your key to be with him. I want you to hold on to the key as if your life depends on it, because it literally does. My dear daughter, that key is coming back to you. So when you look at your husband, my dear son-in-law, you look at a master key, not just a key. He holds 15 keys. 7 keys to close the gates of hellfire and 8 keys to open the gates of paradise. Please understand that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the winners, and I want you to be a winner. 3 types in the Quran, the highest one, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ النَّارُ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. The one that was defended and protected from the hellfire, granted permission to enter paradise, indeed that's the ultimate triumph. So let me tell you how you be a winner today. Please remember Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he asked a woman, are you married? She said, yes. He didn't say, do you pray? He says, how are you to your husband? He said, I do my best. He says, good, because he is your heaven or he is your hell. Let's now protect ourselves from hellfire first. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ma'ashar al-nisa, O women, folks, why do I see most of you will be going to hellfire? May Allah protect us, Ya Rab, Ameen. They asked him why. He said, because you harm your husband with your tongue and you're ungrateful to him for what he does. Isn't that amazing? So they couldn't believe it. How could that be? He says, he's good to you all the time, makes one mistake, you will say, I have never seen any good from you. But that's not you, right, my dear daughter? Must be that lady on the Mars, because all sisters on earth are angelized, mashallah. I'm so proud. So before you say anything to him, you better think twice. You want to know why? Your ears have no gate. Your eyes have one lid. Your tongue has 2 gates, your teeth and your lips. Remember again, before you say anything to him, you better think twice. That's how you close the gates of hellfire, because the tongue will blow us in the hellfire, and that's what the hadith states. Please remember to remember the good and forget the bad, because that's what it says. And also understand, my dear daughter, that the keys to open the gates of paradise is also through him. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a complaint from Asma bint Yazid, she said, you were sent to men and women equally, so why do we get the short end of the stick? I'm paraphrasing. She says, you are a delegated woman, smart, intellectual individual. Go back and tell women folks that you being a good, righteous wife to your husband is equivalent to everything you said. So my dear daughter, I'm going to give you 4 for 8 and 6 for 1. The hadith says, if you pray your 5 prayers, fast the month of Ramadan, protect your chastity with good to your husband, 8 gates of paradise will open up to you. If you want the reward for Hajj, Umrah, congregational prayer, following janazas, wounded for the sake of Allah, even martyred for the sake of Allah, all you have to do is one thing. Be good to that man next to you. Easy, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Remember, I don't want this to be a court case, so it takes me to a judge. Shuraih al-Qadi. His wife said, I don't know you, don't know me. Please tell me what you like, I will do, and tell me what you don't like, I will not do. It's really that simple, my dear son-in-law and my dear daughter. So let's finish with the positive and go through the negative and understand we're only human. You're going to quarrel. So if you do, I want you to be part of the solution, not the problem. So if you come to me with a solution, you're part of the solution. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I have a concern, and here's my suggested solution, and here's how I'm going to help you to implement it. I love you now. You're not trying to nail me. And remember, don't do the selective one. If you see the negative only, it's called the missing tile. If you see a ceiling that is only missing one tile, you will see that. That's the filters theory. So you have to have filters. Negative filters or positive filters. Whatever you see, you have to be three the positive filters. Please understand that. So if you do have an issue, here are the rules, the golden rules, in order for you to be come in peace, inshallah. The number one is take a chill pill. Relax. Remember, number one is pick the right time. Not the time where you're distracted and you don't have time for you. Pick the right time. And number two, please understand, is how you start is how you'll end. Otherwise, people put fences up. It's extremely important to understand the sandwich theory. I love you, honey. I have a concern, and here's a solution, but here's what I have to do. So it's a positive, negative, positive. So it's sandwiched. And remember, men do not want to be told what they are. Or what they do. It's like, honey, I'd appreciate if you can do this for me. Not just do this for me. It's a huge difference. We want to get recognized and get that because we have that testosterone going in. So please work on that. Please understand that part. Number three is speak for yourself. Because if you say, you don't know how you feel. Yes, I don't know how you feel. So speak on your behalf. Don't speak on my behalf because you don't know what it is. And make it short and sweet and straight to the point. And please do not assume. It's safe not to assume. Stop, pause, and listen. Just concentrate on what they're saying. Reiterate the fact and make sure you understand it. If it works, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't work, move on. It's not the end of the world. Now, how to finish on the positive, inshallah. Happily ever after. First of all, understand one another. Do not judge each other, but you trust each other. And understand also that we take the good with the bad and become stronger for it. It's a commitment. And also respect each other. It's mutual. Not just one way. It's definitely both ways. And they're honest with each other as a couple. You have to, otherwise it breaks. They'll never come back. It's very difficult to do so. So mutual trust is extremely important, not just mutual respect. And find the joy in every little thing, no matter how big, small, big. Just enjoy your life together. And embrace each other and differences. It makes you unique. So sure, you're going to argue, but fight fair. And they do have fun, those couples that I have in mind. Yes, you are. And even when doing absolutely nothing at all, they still have fun together. I just need to know that you're here next to me. That's all it takes. It puts a smile on my face. And they cheer each other on. They're very supportive, and you encourage each other, that I know. And they love each other, flaws and all. And they feel lucky just that they found each other. Be grateful to Allah that you found each other. And they support each other no matter what. We don't kick a man when they're down. So remember that. Khadija raised Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was doubtful. He says, La wallahi, la yukhzik Allah abada. He will never let you down because of 1, 2, 3. Remember that. She mentioned the positive, not the negative. And they understand that in sickness and health is more than just a phrase. It's a promise. And by the way, congratulations is due. I heard you're pregnant. I have goosebumps as I'm speaking, wallahi. Finally, you're going to be a grandfather. I waited for a long time for this. So, my dear daughter, go get him, Tiger. Remember what I taught you. It's your turn now.